On Robinhood Radio, we're going to talk internet, and we're going to talk internet access in Sharon, as a matter of fact. The Sharon Connect Task Force has been working hard, a lot of public meetings via Zoom, and also now in person. And it's the question that has always been out there in the beginning was, should Sharon build a town-owned high-speed internet network? Well, you're going to get some answers on Thursday, March 31st at 6 p.m. It's a town meeting. You can participate in person or online. It'll be at the town hall, or you can go and watch it via Zoom on Thursday, March 31st. And there's a lot of information that's going to be released. And with us right now is Megan Flanagan, who's put this all together with the Connect Task Force. Megan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's very interesting that you've been meeting for a long time now, and all these meetings have been open to people, and you finally have come up with a plan. And this is a plan that's not been come up with willy-nilly. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have seen some other towns in other states put together internet plans, and it was very willy-nilly. You have really turned over every stone. You've brought in experts, and your plan is very, very well thought out and backed by facts.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, this is a long time coming, a lot of very hard work by task force members, and then also, as you know, we did engage with Certex to give us a real feasibility analysis for the whole town. But I have to shout out to all of our committee members, because we actually were walking around and, you know, taking measurements of poles and writing down the connection to those poles, and there was some serious footwork by this committee as well. So I agree. I think it's very thorough, and I think we did turn over every stone.
Well, let's take a look at the plan as it stands right now. We'll start off with the per-month household, $89 a month for high-speed internet. And this is 1 gigabyte download, upload. I mean, we here at Robinhood Radio have the Comcast 1 gigabyte package. It doesn't quite make 1 gigabyte. It's always between 850 and 900. But it's not 1 gigabyte upload and download. It's just download. The upload is much slower. And our additional cost on our bill is $599 for that, which is, figure it out, it's $7,200 a year. So this is $89 a month for that service. You're also, it's going to take a while to put together because you want to do the whole town. And what this is the town would sell $12.5 million in bonds to pay for the construction. Payback would be $500,000 a year, and you have it down here right now, $70 per $100,000 of property, which would come to about $700. And the reason I mentioned that, and then I mentioned the Comcast 1 gigabyte, is you can see the vast difference. You pay $7,200 a year. If you're lucky enough to have a Comcast and get the 1 gigabyte, it's only 1 gigabyte download, not upload as well. So this cost seems reasonable to me, and the way you're putting it together over with bonds to pay over many, many years seems to be the easiest way to do this and the most affordable way for people to get internet service that don't have internet service, and people that do have internet service but is nothing comparable to this.
Right. So there is, you know, this is really, it's an alternative for some people. I think really the mission and vision of this group initially, and you know, why we were tasked with this, you know, sort of this review in the first place, was because we were trying to connect those people who are not connected at all, or those who are limping along on, you know, cellular service if they're lucky enough to get it at their homes. So, you know, really, big picture, you know, first and foremost is, like, let's connect everyone. I think we all learned from COVID that you can't live without the internet these days. You know, I mean, I'm sure that there's some argument to that, and I know that there are people who definitely can survive without it. But it really is, you know, it is where we need to be. be going. We need to have make sure that everyone is connected. And I think most importantly, when we're talking about connecting everyone, it's about being able to get in touch with emergency services in storm situations. You know, so it's not just making sure you can get on a Zoom meeting or that you can work from home. It's bigger than that. And so you're right. It really seems a lot more reasonable when you sort of break it out and look at it financially. I will mention that the bonding piece of this, the financial work that was done by this committee, really was taking into account that we don't want to impact taxpayers dramatically, that this could be something that is reasonable and manageable, and that we have done this historically. We're going to be coming out of some bonding for our roads very soon here. So, this isn't a wild idea. This is something we have actually lived and breathed. So, it's doable. But again, from our perspective, really the biggest piece is making sure that everyone has access to the internet and that they can, afford to pay for the internet.
Well, another thing that I want to point out here is if the town approves this, when the town approves this, people that don't want internet service, yes, they will have a slight increase in their taxes, but they don't have to pay to be a part of it. It's not an ongoing thing. It'll be on their taxes. It's like any other improvement that goes to the town, whether it's road, whether it's whatever tax dollars people pay in to make improvements in your life and the quality of life in your town. That's it. If you join in, yeah, you'll like you pay your normal utility. You'll pay right now an $89 a month fee for your internet, but as bargains go, and I can tell you right now because we're in the middle of changing out, that is a good deal, and it's a good deal for the town because it's going to ensure that people want to come to town and live in town. And if people don't realize, everything in society now, whether people like it or not, is going to be internet-based. Right now you have voice over internet protocol for for telephone, which will soon become the dominant force over copper. Most TV stations now will broadcast over the internet, and less and less, more analog over the air TV. So this is really an investment in the town and the people in the future on a lot of different myriads, not only public safety, but things that people have become used to.
Right. That's very true. In fact, I was recently doing some research for a family member trying to get regular old-school analog phone service at her home, and it's not available anymore. Frontier is not selling it anymore. You can have it if you've already got that service. You can continue it, but they are not selling it for new service. So you're absolutely right. The voice over IP is definitely the wave for just telephone alone. And you mentioned something, briefly at the beginning of this when we were just talking about this about, that people don't have to subscribe to the service, right? There is going to be a little bit of an increase on the taxpayer, but you don't actually have to be a subscriber to the service. However, I would like to mention that we have a button on our website that allows you to indicate to us your interest in subscribing. So we're basically just giving you a pre-subscribe button so you can let us know that you are interested. And we do really want to hear from everyone in this community. Obviously, don't hit the pre-subscribe button if you don't have any interest in subscribing, but if you do, please let us know. And that's on our website, SharonConnect.org.
And let's say you own a business in Sharon. You don't have to be a resident of Sharon. If you own a business in Sharon that's going to require an internet and your business is located in Sharon, by golly, I want people to realize they can subscribe to that for their business in Sharon.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's another thing. I mean, and since I posted I put up a picture of the poster and on our Facebook page, and I've had at least 7 or 8 people ask me, do they really mean everybody in town? Is this for everybody in town, or is, even the people over by the Cornwall town line and stuff like this? And I've said, I think they do mean everybody in town.
Absolutely. The whole purpose of this is to make sure that we are connecting everyone, that everyone in this town has access. We are not intending to leave anyone out of this mix.
Now, this meeting, which is open to everybody, it's Thursday, March 31st at 6 p.m. People can be at Town Hall on the second floor at that day, or they can be on Zoom. And are you going to leave this, once again, open to questions after you make your presentation?
Yes, we most definitely will. We love to hear from everyone. So we will have room for questions, and there's always the ability to ask questions via our email address, which you can find on sharingconnect.org as well. But please do join the meeting, and we will record it and we will save it on our website. So if you miss the meeting and then you watch it, you know, afterwards, and you want to ask us some questions then, you can certainly do so as well. So we are always wanting to hear from residents, for sure.
And once again, I want to talk about the costs that you have laid out here. First of all, for townwide improvement, the taxpayer dollars are very wisely spent here. It doesn't add a huge tax bill to everybody. And once again, it improves the quality of life in town and improves the accessibility for people to move to town who do business at home or who have businesses that want the internet. And like I said, I want, and this is not an insult to Comcast. When we needed a high speed internet here, 1 gig internet service, we pay a lot for it. It's $499 a month, but it's only $499 a month because we bought cable television to go with it, which is about another $70 a month. So, if you want to have extremely high-speed internet service right now, and you're lucky enough to have Comcast Xfinity, it's still going to cost you, for this type of service, over almost $7,000 a year. A year.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to put here, that the investment that's being made now brings the cost down. And I guess we should explain to people that this just brings in internet service, not cable TV, but what I've found out, and the reason I cut the cord with my cable TV company at home, is I can get everything on the internet that I was watching on TV.
That's right. Yeah. So it will not provide linear TV service. There also will be a little bit of an additional charge. I think it was $10 a month more to add on a voice over IP phone. So there will be a little bit of an increase on that. But you won't have the linear TV, but you do have so many options with, you know, online or connected TV, as they call it. And there is actually a lot of different services that provide something that seems like linear TV that way. So there's lots of workarounds, and if anybody has questions on that, the task force can certainly provide some ways to sort of have the linear TV experience with your deeply discounted fiber connection.
I'm a person that is watching media and listening to media constantly, and I thought about it long and hard, and I cut the cord because I really can get everything that I want to watch, and I can even get access to the local Connecticut stations, Channel 3, Channel 8, Channel 61, all these other channels. They all stream with packages on the internet that are coming down in price because they all realize where the medium is heading. Just like people in radio, we've been on the internet for years. This is where the future is heading for people watching television. It's picking what they want and streaming what they want. And like I said, in a couple of years, when this is built, just imagine what your cable prices would be then, and just imagine what they are right now.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
You have put so much work into this. And like I said, I've seen other towns talk about this and put things together, and nothing this comprehensive as put together. And you've been so transparent with this. And once again, one more bit of transparency is the fact that you're going to have this meeting, which is coming up at the Sharon Town Hall on March 31st at 6 p.m. You can go to it in person or online on Zoom. I just think that this Connect Task Force has done an outstanding job. How long have you folks been meeting?
I think we began right at the end of 2019. So we were, pre-COVID, it was probably, I would say, October, November-ish of 2019 that we started to meet. And then obviously realized how quickly this was going to be an even bigger deal than we already knew it was once COVID hit. And so we actually meet weekly and we go over, our plans and what we're seeing and what we're, putting together as far as feedback from the community and all the options that we have. It's a really, really great committee to be a part of. And, you know, obviously, if anybody has an interest in picking our brains a little bit more, Thursday on the 31st at 6 p.m. is a good time to chat with us.
And make no doubt about it, I want to express this again. The town spends taxpayers' dollars on things that they have to spend on, that they legally have to do, but the town also spends taxpayer dollars on things for the enhancement of life in town and to bring people into town and keep people in town. And so this is not an extraordinary out of the market request. The town invests in recreational fields, it invests in recreational trips, it invests in a lot of different things, and this is just one more investment the town can make in the people that live in the town.
That's right. That's right.
Well, and once again, you can go to our website with this interview, and we have all the information up there. We even have a picture of the flyer where if you want to have your voice heard, take your cell phone and just point it in at that little weird mark that you see every place, and you click your phone on that, and you'll be able to go right to that link. We've got all the links up there for people to do. And once again, the important thing, once again, at your website, people can click on if they want to say they want to pre-register.
That's right. Yes. So it's really it's not much more than just sending us an email, but it is indicating to us that you have an interest in continuing the conversation about subscription if we get to that point. So we do need you to fill that out. It's not a lifelong commitment yet. You know, we're not asking you to sign any papers or anything like that. It's really just letting us know that you have an interest, because we want to really get a good handle on support or lack thereof from the community. And again, that's the purpose of the meeting on the 31st as well.
Megan, thank you for joining us today. And once again, put a thank out to all the members that have put this together and still obviously will be working on it into the future. A job well done so far, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.